We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to another edition of Socially Distant. My name's James Steele. Of course, it's brought to you by Funky Buddha Hard Seltzer, a premium hard seltzer made from cane sugar and agave for a crisp, clean taste at only 90 funky calories. On today's episode of Socially Distant, let's welcome Ash. There she is. What's up?
Hello.
How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. You're looking good. The glasses, the whole look. You got a little something going on there. I like it.
Oh, I know. I was like, man, I went for a run and I showered and I went to go put on my normal like quarantine pajama bottoms and top. And I was like, no, I'm gonna feel fancy today.
As you see, I got dressed up for this interview as well. Yeah.
Just for me?
This is my fancy white shirt.
You shouldn't have.
I know. How you doing during all this quarantine stuff?
I'm honestly doing really well. I feel so grateful. I'm in a really good spot right now, and happy and a really healthy, happy relationship.
That's
that
awesome.
I don't write sad songs about. You
That's
know?
Good.
Like, it's positive. Yeah, I feel like really one of the lucky ones.
That's a good place to be. Now with this quarantine and stay at home order stuff going on. I'm pretty much a stay-at-home person as it is now, so it didn't really affect me that much, except for, like, times that places are open now. Are you a stay-at-home person, or are you a go-out person?
I've always, my entire life, been a stay-at-home person.
Yeah.
I never went through, like, unrelatable, but I never went through, like, a party phase.
Yeah.
I was just like always the kid in school who was just like, okay, have fun, guys. Like, I'm going to stay home and drink some hot cocoa. And I don't know. I just didn't want to. I'd rather drink some beers at home.
Yeah. You know? Is it beer or liquor for you? Which one do you like better?
It's beer and wine for me. But if you wanted to do a shot, I would.
All right. Awesome. Shot tequila?
Oh, yeah, sure. Whatever you want.
So I guess we'll go back here, cause I don't know much about you I did some studying up on you, but it's nice to actually ask you about stuff. So
studying up.
Yeah, I know.
Me.
It's really creepy. So music's been a part of your life for basically ever, right?
Yeah. Just ever.
Yeah. Like I saw something 8 years old is when it all started. Is that true?
I think 8 is when I started, you know, playing piano and, you know, when your parents put you in music lessons because they think it'll shape you as a good human being throughout your life. And I hated it. I hated piano lessons. I love my teacher, but I'm still to this day a really terrible sight reader.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of prefer to make up my own stuff when I'm playing the piano. But
I've
just been doing it forever.
When you were playing piano back when you were younger, did you actually play along? I mean, I'm just thinking back when I played cello in third and fourth grade, and we would all play at once, and I didn't know what I was doing, but I would just hover over the chords like I did, and my teacher would give me little candy treats because she thought I was actually doing it, I guess. In piano, did you actually know what you were doing when you were playing it? Because you said you didn't.
Candy?
Yeah, we got candy.
I didn't get candy when I did shit, right?
Dang.
Yeah. Well, shoot. the only thing I took away from that story is that my teacher didn't give me candy and yours did, and I'm a little bit upset about it.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why you didn't like piano. Yeah, I know exactly.
I'm bitter about the candy thing, man.
What's the first song you wrote ever?
Oh, that I can remember?
That you can remember.
I mean, I've been writing since I was little. I was always trying to get my cousins to form a band with me, like at like 9, 10. Mm. And I remember being on the phone with my cousin and being like, you can write a song about anything. It doesn't matter. You could just like, we could write a song about a squirrel. Like, yeah. There's a squirrel in the tree. And I remember her being like, I don't know. I don't think I can be in a band, Ashlyn. And I was like, no, it'll be fine. It's going to be great. I'll be the lead singer.
Yeah. I'll be the star.
I'll be the, get it. Listen, I just need you.
Behind me.
Backups. So funny.
Did you have
I don't remember what the song was called.
Did you have any fun band names picked out for you and your cousin's band if it was going to happen?
Not that I remember. Probably like Powerpuff Stars or something.
That's really good. That's when really you, if you form a band in the future after the solo thing or just to take a little break, Powerpuff, whatever you just said, is a really good name.
Powerpuff Stars.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah, definitely. So you're, I know there's a lot of, you know, Christian radio, Christian music in your past and stuff like that. But from my understanding, your grandfather was the one that really introduced you into some other music and got you well on your way. I mean, did he really inspire your future for music?
Yeah, I sort of think I give him credit for me not having terrible taste in mm-hmm. music. yeah, he just kind of kept me sane. We'd go on road trips and he'd play, you know, Tom Petty for me and introduce me to just some of the good classic.
Yeah, the good stuff.
Records that, you know, mean so much to me. Yeah.
How does a girl from San Jose get signed by a record label? Like, what happens in between? What are the steps to get there?
Well, listen, you form a band with your cousin.
Okay. Right? All right, that's a good
and
start.
And you just become the lead star of your cousin band.
Yeah.
I mean, there were a lot of steps along the way. I think everyone I know in the music industry has a very different journey to get there. So there's not like a, you do A, B, C, D, like to become a lawyer, you do A, B, C, D. And so there's never really like a right or wrong or normal path. But I went to college for music. I went to Berklee College of Music in Boston and, you know, got a really amazing education there. And there's actually this thing called the Berklee curse that if you graduate, you don't make it. And I was like, screw that. I totally graduated. And
congratulations. You're the one.
I'm the only. No, I'm sure there's tons and tons that have broken.
No, I did some research. But it's only you. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks. You are so kind. Yeah, I mean, and from there, I mean, I moved to Nashville. I wanted to be a writer. I didn't really think I was good enough to be an artist. All the confidence of the little girl that I was, that was like, let's form a band, I'm amazing, that sort of went away when I was a teenager. And when I was in college, I didn't think I was really good enough to be an artist. And then eventually that little girl inside of me kicked back in, I think.
Yeah. So you are very confident in yourself now. I mean, you should be, but do you ever have any doubts? Is your brain ever addict to you and be like, you're not good at this? Cause mine does that to me all the time.
Oh man. Yeah, I mean, that's a daily thing for mm-hmm. sure. I think that I do a lot of, this is going to sound so hippie and woo-woo, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Say it.
I do a lot of just like personal development, and I journal every morning, and I say, you know, 10 things I'm grateful for every day. And I just really, I take very good care of my physical and mental health. And when you do that, it sort of builds confidence from the inside out that I think is really invaluable that you don't even think of, you know. I wouldn't have thought that like writing 10 things I'm grateful for would make me a more confident person, but somehow those dots connect. And yeah, I mean, but every day, I mean, I'll sit down to write a song right after this and I'll be like, this is terrible. I should not do this. Why am I in music? Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm a human.
My boss was telling me something about you. We've all been talking about you, Ash. My boss is saying something about how it was a really big, I mean, I'm sure it would be, obviously, but it was a big emotional moment for you when you heard your song in K-Rock in L.A. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, what? I think it was Harms 96-something.
Okay.
Yeah. It was the most insane feeling in the whole world. And I've said before, like, I was in the car. My label told me when it was going to play. Like, they were like, it'd be great for you to get sort of a video, a reaction video. Like, whoa, my song's playing. And so I was like, cool. Set up the camera. Yeah. The song starts playing. I think I'm just going to be like, oh, guys, listen, this is crazy. And instead, I just lost my mind. It was such like such a personal, vulnerable song about, you know, it just about my life, just playing on the radio. And I just wasn't okay. I totally lost it and started crying. And yeah, it's just, it meant so much to me. And I mean, maybe you guys don't always feel this way, but like when you play our music, it's actively changing our lives and our fan bases. And it means so much more than you probably think, because you're doing it every day and,
yeah,
you know, playing a bunch of songs. But to us, you know, and it's only a handful of us.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Really cool.
A lot, yeah. I was trying to prop up the radio propaganda there. That's all that question was for. I'm just joking.
Yeah, I got you.
Radio.
You softballed it.
Radio, we're still around.
Radio, we're still relevant.
We're over here. Do you like actually being in the studio and the production part of it more than being live, or the other way around?
It's a pretty 50-50. I don't like traveling. I mean, I like being on stage in a different city every night with new fans and the new experience. I just went on my first headline tour last fall. The most amazing experience.
I bet.
But driving around in a Sprinter van, staying in a different hotel every night.
Not amazing.
Ooh, not my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
It's different. I mean, I'm from the U.S., so it's probably different. But going to Europe and doing it was like, oh, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm getting to see Europe. But doing it in the U.S., you're like, I live here. I'm from here. Staying in another Holiday Inn Express is just not.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully someday soon I'll be touring in more style, but so far it's been a lot of rock and roll.
By the way, this Instagram Live is brought to you by Holiday Inn Express.
Wait, you gotta tag them.
Yeah.
Pit Holiday Inn
Express. Hashtag.
At the bottom.
Where were you? What was the first concert where you look up and you noticed people were singing your music?
The first, I mean, I've been touring for the last 3 years. For everyone who just found Moral of the Story and thinks I blew up overnight, I have been doing this for so long. Along the way, I opened up for some of my friends, Louis the Child and Lauv and my friend Quinn 92 and Louis Capaldi. I opened up for him when he was a small fry.
Mm-hmm.
So along the way, I'd see fans singing my lyrics, but it wasn't until the headline tour that you have an entire room screaming back at you.
Yeah.
Words that you've written.
What an amazing feeling. Cool.
It's really, really cool. And it's great. It's not a song. It's not a song about a squirrel that I wrote with my cousin.
Oh, okay.
Like, about my life. So
the squirrel song isn't the next single?
I don't think it's ever going to get cut. I'm just going to get a shot. I don't think you're going to play it.
Oh,
I would if you play
I will play
it.
The squirrel song every single day. Every single day till they fire me.
Just for you. Yeah, they'll totally fire you.
What shows do you binge watch on Netflix, or do you even do that? What are you watching or reading?
Ooh, I'm such an old lady. I really watch a lot of Gilmore Girls and Golden Girls.
Yeah.
But I did just start Grey's Anatomy on Netflix.
Yep, that'll get you.
Which is also a really old show, but I think I'm like 7 episodes in, and it is addictive.
Oh yeah. Have you done the Desperate Housewives right now?
Oh no, I haven't.
You gotta next. I'm telling my wife and I are rewatching it for the second time. And
Desperate Housewives, yeah. You're rewatching
it? I'm rewatching it. Yeah. There's like 7 drama stories going on per episode. It's amazing.
Is reality?
No. It was just a network sitcom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why was I thinking? Now I'm interested.
So if you ever need a break from Grey's, which you won't. So whenever you finish Grey's, binge watching, right after that, I would do the Desperate Housewives.
3 years.
Yes.
When I finished binge watching Grey's Anatomy. That's awesome.
Where do you want to be when you're 60 years old?
Where do I want to be?
Yeah.
I mean, shoot. Probably on like a 20-acre ranch in Idaho or Montana somewhere with like a few horses and a nice little humble-sized house. Maybe some grandkids. Yeah. I don't know. Just like anybody.
Yeah.
I really want land. I like peace and quiet. I like it to be. I wake up at 5 a.m. every morning just so I can be like alone with the quietness for a little while. Yeah.
So somewhere,
I'm such an old lady.
Oh, it's cool. Yeah, I feel like I'm a 50 or 60 year old. I don't like going out anymore. I just like being at home. I like the quiet. I'm becoming a grumpy old man.
You said you have a wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're
so
both.
You have her.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We're get drunk at home.
Exactly.
Do your thing.
Yeah. Watch Desperate Housewives.
Yeah.
So what's the plan for you in the rest of the year? I know it's kind of up in the air right now, but is there anything kind of set in stone when it comes to you and the rest of 2020?
Well, I don't know. I think 2020 is so up in the air for all of us. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to say. I have a new single coming out. I don't have the date yet.
Okay.
So don't ask.
What's the date?
I know what you're about to, what is it?
What are we going to get it?
I mean, you'll probably hear it before the rest of the world does. So we've been finalizing that. I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. I don't want to jinx it, and I'm knocking on wood, but it feels really, really special. So I'm excited about that and finishing my debut album, and obviously touring's likely not going to happen in 2020. So getting ready and already starting to think about how I can make my live show really special. And the shows are just going to be so different now. Cause when I went for my headline tour, it was 250 to 500 cap rooms. You know, they were small rooms. Yeah. A lot of them were sold out, which is cool.
That's great.
Tiny, you know? So touring is going to be a lot different after all this. And I'm really excited.
I'm going to pick a question here from one of the viewers. The first question in the question box is, yo, what's up? So I'm not going to pick that one.
Yo,
What is your favorite song from your latest album and why?
Okay, so other than Moral of the Story, because Moral of the Story is the one I've been the most attached to for sure. But other than that record, there's a record called In Disguise where when I do it live, I have everyone scream, I'd rather be hated for who I am than wasted all giving a damn. And it is so epic.
That sounds
so
awesome.
It's just the coolest moment. It's one of my favorite parts of the whole show. So, In Disguise and Moral of the Story.
Cool. And then when it comes to, up and coming musicians, I know you've had many steps along the way. It's taken some time. Is there any advice you can pass down? I know, right? Dun, dun, dun.
Baba. Okay. I think first, you better want it so bad. because you're going to hear no a lot more than you're going to hear yes. And it's going to take a lot longer than you think it's going to take. I mean, unless you are the 0.00009% of it, like what happens to some people and they just actually do blow up overnight.
Yeah.
When you think someone blows up overnight, it just it's usually never the case.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, make sure you want it because it's going to suck. and it's going to be amazing. I mean, you're going to have crazy highs and crazy lows, yeah. But, some tough skin is necessary. And also, I think if you're going to pursue a career in music, then I think it's really important to have an idea of what you want to say. Like, you have to know who you are in order to write music and share it with the world. I think that if you just want to do it because you want to be famous, then I'm like, oh, it's going to be really hard.
Yeah.
But if you want to do it because you love it and you have something unique to say, then we need you. We need your voice. There's room for all of us. So yeah,
awesome.
That was long-winded. I'm sorry.
Oh, and no, it's fine. And be prepared to stay at Holiday Inn Expresses. Right.
If I could stay at Holiday Inn Expresses for free, I would for the rest of my career, I would stay there.
This has been awesome, Ash. I really appreciate you taking the time and talking with us.
Oh, thank you so much. You've been so lovely, and thanks for taking time with me.
Likewise, and we'll see you sooner than later. This thing's going to be over soon. I mean, I don't know, but this thing will be over soon. We'll see each other sooner than later.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I hope I can. As soon as I can, I want to get to Orlando and hang out with you for sure.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Oh, of course. All right. Talk soon.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.